in the Rosh. To usoy b'lo kabanos. So the Mishnah said, if a person has Meiser Behema and he calls number 9, number 10, or he calls number 11, number 10, but he counts 10 as number 10 is 9, he counts number 11 as 10. So either way, it's Kaddish. So more about a machloek is that only works if it's a mistake or even if he does it intentionally. So Rav Nachman said to Usa b'lo kabanosay. This only works if he was off on his count. But if he did it intentionally, Hayodeya Shahaya Tishi.
No malach.
Sweet peace. Bikaroi Asiri Loi Kodesh. If he knows there's 9, but he calls it 10 anyway because he wants to add an extra one, or whatever, whatever his motivation is, it's not Kodesh.
I don't know anything.
Okay. And Rav Chista and Rav Huna said, to Usai and Koshkin Kabanasai. So Rav asked Rav Nachman in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel is trying to prove to Beis Shammai, or Beis Shammai is trying to prove to Beis Hillel that Hekdesh Betos works, being marked as something Betos, even though there's some element of incorrectness in what you said, but it works anyway. And Beis Shammai proves this point from Meiser. Beis Hillel seems to accept the arguments. Okay. The phrase "ishtikulu" means Beis Hillel accepted. Beis Hillel doesn't really accept the argument. So Zakhtar Rosh, Lav Dafka, Beis Hillel is not truly accepting it. Elo Shlo Yodu L'Hoshim Minei Ubei El Haviu Raya Mishmini B'Shnei Moser. Instead of saying the raya that you brought is intrinsically incorrect, they prove it's exerce a kasev, because you see, you can't call number 8, 10, and it be Kaddish. You can't call number 12, 10, and it's Kaddish. It's exerce a kasev that works by 9 and 11. It's not a general rule that Hekdesh Batos is Hekdesh. But the argument itself, they don't seem to disagree with. Now, Rava says, why don't you say that the raya is not a raya? Because Mal Meiser Sheino Kaddish B'Kavana Kishar Hekdesh is. You can't do this intentionally. So we should argue. Obviously, it's not truly. It's not a riot to our argument because you see this hector doesn't work intentionally. It only works because of the toes. So. Okay. Then the Gemara said that Rav Simon bar Ashi said the reason why Bishol didn't say that because Beishan would say back a Kavu Chaymer. Hanu Tamei Delo Yomer Lefishi Mahoyu Beisilo Armim Shuba Zeh. Beisilo felt that they would give that answer. Lahoyu Mekabu Moisa. Beisham would not accept the answer. They would have argued back, well, if in a case where it doesn't work b'kavana, it works not b'kavana, so kavachar, where the person wanted to be makdish but he said the wrong words, for sure it should work. So you can't take that chair. So Mora says, but Belohi, that's not a true point. Hekdesh B'dayte, the more we tell you. Siyuma de Milsa de Rav Simi. So Rav Simi, this is not the more response. This is Rav Simi talking out. Klemmer Vare Einza Kabo Kharma. The email of Beisham would argue that. There's an argument back. Chaltukta Hekdesh B'dayte, the more we tell you. Conceive Ki Yakdesh Ishiz Beisoy. The Mashma Midayte. So you need the person's intent. So Beis Hillel's argument that they're arguing that over here that it works without kavana, bedavka without kavana, indicates it must be a whole different din. Because if normally being marked or something requires intent, and over here it's the opposite. Therefore, Meiser Dafka Xeris Akosov, Commercial Harbe Silo, Panama Debre, Mishmini, Mishneh Moser. So, the fact that, 9 and 11 works, like Karnab Nachman, only Mishalabi Kabana, is another proof that this is a whole different concept. This is not the regular din of being Machdir something. Because normally, being Machdir something specifically needs Das. Now, we're saying it specifically needs not Das. Like, and that's the same idea that Basil pointed out, that this idea doesn't work if you call number 8 10, if you call number 12 10 doesn't work. If it's just you're being makdish, so what's the difference? The answer is it's not you're being makdish, it's a whole different concept. So that's no rye at all to our topic.
Well, he could have accomplished.
Okay, new sugya. Mishan Oda Benozer, person undertook Naziris. He had an animal which he had animals in the flock which he intended to use as his karbonis. And he gets him and he realizes that the animal which he intended to use is stolen.
Yeah.
And now he is regretting his naziris. So he goes to the chacham and says, "You know, I only made the naziris understanding that I have this animal. Well, I don't have the animal. I don't want the naziris." So
the stealing of the animal, that's tied to it. Made him change his mind.
He only intended the naziris because he had this animal available to be the korban.
Oh, okay.
Right? You know, let's say he owns one animal. It's gone. So now I got to lay out money to buy. I'm not ready to do that. So he goes to the chacham and says, "I regret the naziris because I only planned to do the naziris, relying on the fact that I had this animal. Well, this animal is no longer there. I regret the naziris." Okay. So Zot the Mishnah. So it'll depend. What was the reality? If the reality is, if we can track down the information, we have the security camera information, and we realize that the animal was actually stolen before he made the naziris. Im achlo nignava behemtoi nozer. If, however, when he made the naziris, the animal was not stolen yet. So when he undertook the naziris, there was nothing wrong. There was no mistake. So the fact that something changed in the future does not retroactively take away your naziris. And the whole idea of being matter and netter is you're coming along and saying that there was that you're matter and netter through one of two ways. You're matter and netter through what's known as a pesach, which is the preferred way of being matter and netter, and through a charat. So a pesach means that there was a flaw, thank you. That there was some point which he had not contemplated at the time of the netter, and had he contemplated, he would not have made the netter. He says, "You know, X is true. I didn't think about X, but now that I think about X, I realize that everyone made the netter had X been true." Well, at the time that he thought about it, X wasn't in this situation. The animal was there. So he said, "Well, if I had thought about the fact that my animal might in the future, you know, that's not here yet." He says, "If I realized my animal is stolen, I would have made the netter." Okay, that's a valid flaw in the naziris. So that the Mishnah, if when he made the netter, the animal was still there, it was only stolen afterwards. So it's not a good pesach, and he's a nozer. But if the reality was it was actually stolen when he made the netter, really it had been stolen already, he just wasn't aware of it, so that's a flaw. Had he been aware of fact X, he never would have made the netter. It means the netter at the time that it was made was flawed, and that's the way you're mat to the netter. Say no nozer, that's a valid pesach. Okay, now
Yeah, when it comes
time, so now, so this the more in the Dorim explains that this, and the more over here explains that this is the sugya of being pesach ben narla. We don't need that the flaw has to be actually have occurred. We need that this is something that a person should have contemplated at the time that he made the netter. Because things happen in the future which also affect our decisions. So Samora says, if something which happens is something which would be extraordinary. So, okay, well, if I had thought about that, I wouldn't have made dinner. That's true, but you never would have thought about it. So that's not a flaw, because there's no reason to expect such a possibility. However, if the issue which you're being mounted in the netter based on, had I thought about the possibility of X, I would not have made the netter. If that's a normal thing to happen, that's a valid Pesach. So something which is a nerlud, which comes like sort of like comes out of nowhere, it just develops later on. It's not something which is expected to happen. It's not a normal flow of events. That's not a good Pesach. It's something which is the normal flow of events. You should have thought about that, and that would be a valid Pesach, even though it had not occurred yet. But if it's a nerlud, something which is not the normal flow of events, that's already considered. Not a good flaw, a good flaw on the netter to be mounted to the netter. So ain't poskim in Ireland. But like the Mishnah, this is actually machlokes between Nochem Hamadi and the Chachamim. Mizu tos to Nochem Hamadi. So this was, the Mishnah calls it a mistake. I mean, this is Nochem Hamadi Shita, which the Chachamim held was wrong. Kesha'olu Nazir min Agarlo. So people had undertaken Naziris, people who were not in Eretz Israel. They come up with their kabbonis to bring their kabbonis for the naziris and get their haircuts and being now the naziris is over and they can drink wine with the basin, etc. And the basin mikdash is destroyed. So they can't bring their kabbonis. They're going to be nazirim the rest of their life, right? Amar lem Nochem Hamadi. So Nochem Hamadi said to them, "Ilo hayisim yoidim shebeis mikdash chorev." If you had known that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, now the gears on the side is Osidli Chariv. Had you realized that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, would you made the Naziris? And they said, Amr Lala. They said, no. Vitiran Nochem Hamadi. So Nochem Hamadi was matter the Naziris. When this conversation was brought to the other Chachamim, Omru, they said that no, Kol Shenozer Achal Achor Beis Hamikdash Nozer Umishchor Beis Hamikdash and a Nozer. Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. If their Naziris they'd undertaken already was after the Beis Hamikdash had been destroyed, just they didn't know it. So that's a flaw. There was information which they were lacking when they undertook the Naziris. If when they undertook the Naziris, the Beis Hamikdash was still standing. Right? That's called a noila to say, well, they should have contemplated the possibility of Beis Hamikdash being destroyed. That's not something they were contemplating. So meila, that's called a noila. So that's not, means really deep down, had they even thought about the possibility, they say, it's not going to happen, and they would have done it anyway. So there's no flaw over here. So that's not a good, it's not a good passage to be matter the Naziris. Okay. Zok the Rosh. When he undertook the Naziris, and he was made the Naziris relying on those animals. He bring the carbonus that he needs as a Nazir from the animals that he had. Now he regrets the Naziris because he doesn't have the animals. If when he made the Naziris, the animal had not been stolen yet, he's still a Nazir. The Chacham cannot be matter the Naziris based on this argument. The Nolad Havi, you cannot be matter the Neder based on a Nolad, something which had not occurred yet, and it's not expected to occur. That's called the Nolad. You cannot use that. But Nazar. And the person says, "Ilo ha'yisi yodeya shenignavu." Had I known the animals had been stolen, lo ha'yisi noider, that I truthfully would not have made the netter. So raise a pesach. That's a valid pesach. Chacham came out of that. Mazu ta nacham amadi kishalu nazir min hagerla mitzav b'simin to shacharev. V'heim nadru kaidem shacharev, and they had undertaken the naziris before the Beis Hamikdash had been destroyed. V'hitulahem nacham amadi was matter them. V'amar lachachamim the noilad who vein poischem in erlet. The Chacham said back to nacham amadi.
So the more
they
actively explain
that you can be that's incorrect, that what you're saying, that you can be pesach
benerlet. So what's it
being called on? Take a look at just one short choice. V'zu tol shetol nochem amadi kashalu nazir min agarlo. Shai yisabra shepoyskem benerlet v'afilo lo shkia. So that's the point we're saying, that things which will happen, the normal expectations of how things happen, that's not called a nerlet. They haven't happened yet, but if that's how the normal things are going to happen, that's called that's something which a person should have contemplated, and therefore there's a flaw in his naziris. So that's a valid way to be mounted to the netter. But something which, it's not something the person should have expected, so that's considered a nerla, something which will just sort of like develop later on, and it's not really going to in the normal flow of events. That's not a valid pesach.
The language seems a little strange. That we're saying that something that is hari, something that's not a normal flow of events, we're calling here nola.
Nola means
to chickens laying eggs. That's also called nola.
That's true, but nola means something which wasn't here at all. It's all the nola is used by the more to refer to something which was not here at all, and all of a sudden it came into being. So that's the point. That's why we talk about something which is nola that's not considered mukhan because it's not here yet. That has no existence yet.
But here we're talking nolad, new, and normal.
Nolad means not normal. The point is, it doesn't exist. No, it's not here. It's going to come into reality in the future. That's a nolad. To say, well, things that normally happen are not a nolad. That's how the world works. That's also not a nolad. But something which there's no expectation is going to happen, all of a sudden it just pops into being. Wow, it was just born. It wasn't here before. That's the idea. So I can't be matzah the netter based on something which wasn't here. The whole hetzel of the netter is that the time of the net, when you're really realizing now, the time you made the netter, there was something wrong. There was something wrong. Well, there's something wrong when you made the netter. There was, based on everything which was there, there was something wrong. Well, in the future, something changed. Okay, that's not a Pesach. Pesach has to be there was a flaw in the original netter. So something which is a normal flaw, that could potentially be a flaw. I should have expected X and I didn't think about it. For example, we had in the Dorim, right? We had it in Ksuvas, right? The story with the Rebbe Akiva and his father-in-law, that he had asked all of his nechassim on his son-in-law and daughter because he was an Amoritz, right? So, but Rebbe Akiva became Rebbe Akiva. Now he realizes like he would like to be rich. He wants to matter his Isser that he made it. See, he went to the I think Rebbe Eliezer. He says, had you realized that he was planning to go to yeshiva and become a Talmid Chacham, would you have made the netter? He said, no. So that's a good. So she says, that's a nerlet. He says, no, it's not a nerlet. People go to yeshiva and become Talmid Chacham. Right? Right.
But so he didn't know he was going to go.
Yeah, but that Rekiva was planning. Had you know that it was Rekiva's plan, right? So he says, "Well, I wasn't right. So you would not have made the netter." But his issue was, if I noticed the Tamakach, so he says he knew. Even if he knew Rekiva was planning, he says, "Yeah, but he's going to fly by Amoritz." No, so he says it's normal that you go to Shiva, you become a Tamakach. Right, that's the normal flow of events. You learn, you become knowledgeable. You know, so Rekiva's plan was to go learn. So, had you realized that was his plan, you wouldn't have made the netter. He says yes. So that's called normal. Every Moshe Shmuz that they say in yeshiva is always like, you see from the Tosis, if you show it, go to yeshiva, like, you know, it's like one of the favorite Tosis, and you know, if you really apply yourself diligently, you'll become a Talmid Chacham. I've tried and it doesn't work. Okay.
I'm not sure I see how this answers the egg thing, because the egg thing is It's no lie, certainly in the sense that it wasn't external before, but it's certainly not hurry. It's not unexpected.
Yeah, but again, by Hilchos Yomtiv, the dinam Narla, expect or not expect, is irrelevant. The dinam Muchan means it has to be here.
Right.
The point of Narla is specifically something which does not exist at all. So, in regards to being matter and netter, the definition of not existing is a little different than what's relevant to Gabi Yomtiv. But they're both in that sense. There's zero existence of them at this point. That's the idea of Narla. Okay. Something more. So now, if we had back in the Dorim that Rabbi Eliezer had held Pesachim and Eilat, and over here Nachman Madi is being Pesachim and Eilat, and the Chachamim are saying that he's wrong, and Rabbi Eliezer was one of the Chachamim at the time of the Churban Abayis, does not seems to agree with this argument against Nachman Madi. So I'm a rabbi. Shatvua Rabbanon Rabbi Eliezer Vakmua Bishita Sayov. They overwhelmed him, they flooded him literally with their arguments, and they were able to get Rabbi Eliezer to join their opinion. And here we have Rabbi Eliezer agreeing that Nachamadi is wrong. So we have to assume that that Mishnah, which we had over there in the Dorim, which said that Rabbi Eliezer holds Pesachim and Eilat, the Chachamim disagreed. Eventually they convinced Rabbi Eliezer with their arguments that that's not true. And that's why over here in this Mishnah, we see that Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you cannot be Pesachim and Eilat. Okay. Interesting way of saying it.
And the agreement is just because Rebellion's was not listed separately.
Correct.
It's assumed agreement.
Right. Okay. Okay, now Bomber Dova. So, two ways to learn this Gemara. Let's see. Amar Rav, Amar Gav, Amar Rabbanan, Ein Poskim in Erlet. Ava Poskim, it's an Ein Erlet. So, that which you said, you cannot be Pesach in Erlet, there are ways to make an Erlet come into consideration. And then you can be moderate. Hechidomi. So how would that be? So Amr Lohan. So the Bezdin, the Chacham would say to the people which are making Ilu Osa Inish Amr Lohan the Chor Beis Hamikdash Mi Havin Adrisu. Okay, we'll say the following to them. So, the average person, the average person did not believe the basement is going to be destroyed. Okay, so even they said, you know, I should undertake the zeros, maybe basement to be destroyed. They'll say, it's not going to happen. You know, so that's annoying. And then all of a sudden, boom, basement is just gone. But let's change the scenario. Had you been in shul and the Rav got up and says, you should know, Rabbi Yisai, the Beis Hamikdash might be destroyed soon. Right? So, whether you're expecting it or not, but had you heard that person say it, you might not have made the zeros. You know, another rabbi said, you know, you never know. So, even though the expectation is not expectation, but there's a possibility that there would have been people saying that at the time, and had you heard one of those people, what would you have done? If your answer, honestly, is I said I would not have made the nazir, so that's a valid way to be mad to the netter. In other words, if somebody had given you the Eitza, to be careful whether you're making this Naziris, because you never know, if that is something which might have happened, that's not necessarily a Noilet. So that would be a potential flaw in the Naziris, which had that happened, you would not have done it. So now that you're realizing that possibility, so you can be mad to the netter. But again, the person has to say honestly, if it my answer would have been, you have no idea. You're wrong. What you're saying is not true. But I wouldn't take your eitzah. So that's not a flaw. I mean, even you heard it, you would have done it anyway. Amr Yosef, Yosef said, if I had been there in this conversation the time of the Korban Habayis, I would have said to the Nazirim, Hoksiv, Pasuk in the Neil, that there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that Haksiv Hechel Hashem Hechel Hashem Hechel Hashem Hema. So Yirmiyah told Klal Yisrael that don't rely on the Divrei Sheker that these Nevi'im are saying, that the Heichal Hashem is there. It even gets destroyed, it got rebuilt. Right? So it says it three times. So it means in this argument that they're saying they know the possibility that they're going to lose the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash, and there'll be a third one. So Zeb Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. So they knew, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah, that this base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash that they were living in, is not going to stand forever. So it's not an oil. Morris says, no. Nehi the Yadin Lahoin the Yachroiv Mi Yadin Lehmasai. But there's no time frame, so that's not in their thought process. Well basically, tomorrow it's gone. It's going to happen sometime in the distant future. They don't know the time, so that would not have been, even if they were aware of the pasuk in Yirmiyah and they understood the pshat in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, they would not have taken that into consideration not to make the Naziris. Abayas said to Rabbi Yosef, or to those who said back to Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said this. They said back that that's not a good argument. The Chachamim in the base of Medrash. So Abayas was a Talmud. Rabbi Yosef said, "Lo Yodin the Amos." They didn't know when. No Ksiv. Pasuk says, "Shavuayim Shivim Nechtach Alam Ko Balir Kachecha." So 70 shuayim, 70 sets of 7 year cycles, 70 shmitas has been nechtach, a lashon of cut, literally the lashon of decreed on the nation and on the city. So if you think about it, they were 70 years in Babel, and then the second Beis Hamikdash stood for 420 years. So 490 years after the Korban HaBayis Rishon was Korban HaBayis Sheni. So that's 70 sets of Shmua, of Shemitah. I see what you're saying. So it's a pasuk in the Neil. So they knew exactly when the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed. They knew it was 490 years after the Korban of the Bayis Rishon. So Mora says that they said back, "Vakati mi yadinan b'hayyuma," but they didn't know when during the year. So the Mora still sees that as an oilet, but I that's a little bit difficult to understand exactly why that would be called an oilet. But that's something that a person should have contemplated already. If a person is that knowledgeable to know the pasuk of the Neil, and we know that this year, had you thought about that, would you have taken the Nazir as well? Yeah, because I figured it's going to happen 3 months from now. I don't know. I have difficulty understanding the Mora's there.
You also have the concept that if they had done tshuva, they would not have been there.
I'm there. But the Mordechai didn't say that. The Mordechai says because they didn't know which day.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Mordechai.
I mean, I understand that a person would say, you know, they hope to get it in, but to say that it's a Noila, the point that you can't be matred based on that, and that Nachum Mori made a toast. Okay. Yeah. The toast doesn't say anything on it. Zok the Rosh. Amar Rabba. Some people think it's Amar Rabba. Shatvu Rabbanon the Rebbe Eliezer Lukma Bishito Sayo. Shatvu Vehebiru Misurosoi. They overwhelmed him. They literally flooded him. They moved him away from his opinion. And he agreed with them. We know the Rebbe Eliezer was there at the time of the Korban Abayis, because the Gemara in Gittin says in the Sugya, the Kamsa Ber Kamsa, that Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai went out to meet the Kesar, and who carried him? Rebbe Eliezer and Yeshua. Also, mitosay Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai kasher tzum Yerushalayim. That Rebbe Eliezer and Yeshua were the ones who carried it. So it means he was there, and that's standing. That when the Chachamim said to the Nochum that that's what he done was incorrect, and he didn't say anything. So we have to assume that he had accepted the opinion of the Chachamim that you cannot be perceived by Nerlet. Okay. The one more Russian. Hold it. I'll put some of the title. The meaning of the Elo also inchi the armor of the who the chor beis hamikdash me having the drisu. Elo hayaboyim anoshim hayamasiim lachem eitzu. If people had told you. A good suggestion. Shaloi tiduru ula yichar besamikdash. Terem close to zero seichem. Don't do it because maybe you never know when it's going to last. Kluma yisim noizim. Would you undertake naziris? V'omru, if they would say, "Kain hayinu nimlochim m'sher melatzasim," yes, he would have accepted that counsel. So that's a pesach avi. Avishatzasim tuyim benoilad. Even though what they're discussing is a noilad, okay, that's still a valid pesach. Which means that's something which is not extraordinary that it might have happened. The people would have told you such an idea. The Dharma of the Hall, the Dharma of Perak Dalad, did a door. No, it's not Perak Dalad. Perak Arban Adorim. That's the Dalad. The name of the Perak is Arban Adorim. That Dalad is wrong. The Omer Perak Arban Adorim. The printer messed up on that. He wrote the Arban. He made it into the name of the Perak. Into the number. It's not the number. It's the name of the Perak. Elo Ba Yud Ben Adam Mufayisucha. If 10 people had come to you and had benefited you about X to calm down, what are you making the netter in that situation? And we said that works. The Habi Pesach. So he's saying if people discuss this with me, I would have listened to their suggestion. Even what they're suggesting is due to a possibility in the future. Because his retraction is not because of the possibility, it's because the idea that people are telling him to be careful about. And that's something which could have existed. Okay, let's hold it here.